The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound?
Hello, everybody, welcome to Sovereign Minds. We are on again, it's Sunday, 6 p.m. And I first want everybody to just go and check out the skies. Maybe not right now, but, you know, right afterwards, and maybe if you've noticed that we had a beautiful blue day, and now it seems to be a little bit overcast. And, of course, chemtrails, but I'm not going to go off about that. I just want everybody just to be aware. So, anyway, on the show tonight, we're going to talk about a little bit about the industrial complex. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about the birther issue. We're also going to have special guest Lindsay Williams on. Oh, yes. Let's talk to him. He has a couple of things that we're going to want to hear. So, first of all, it seems like U.S., right? General David Petraeus, a CFR member. And if you don't know what the CFR is, it's Council on Foreign Relations. And they have a lot to do with what's the image of America. So anyway, David Petraeus is going to be appointed to the CIA, while Leon Panetta, former CIA director, will be Secretary of Defense. Seems like General wants to step down now, Secretary of Defense Gates. And so, looks like the military-industrial complex is moving right along. So anyway, I want to kind of talk about the birther issue now, because it's like a big thing in the news. It's all over the place. We have Donald Trump trying to make a mockery of it. And for anybody that doesn't know Donald Trump, you might want to check out who he's been donating to in New York for the time he's been around, because it's 2/3 Democrat to Republicans. So he tries to pretend like he's a conservative. He tries to pretend like he's a Republican, a birther. He does not care about that issue. He's just trying to get paid. He's an elitist, too. He's had 4 businesses go bankrupt, so I don't see why anybody thinks he could run this country. So I would say forget about Donald. He's a joke. He just wanted to use it as an excuse to get in the news, which he did. So, yeah, we should just get off of that. But if you go look at the new birth certificate, well, which is actually called Certificate of Live Birth still, there's just about 20 things that have popped up already. First of all, the background is too seamless to be kept in this and kept in a bound volume for all these years. If it's going to be kept in this, it's going to be bent up in the corner where all the pages come together in the book. Plain and simple. It's not gonna, if you go look at it, there's nothing there. It's seamless. So, I mean, another curious thing, the date accepted is 4 days later than the date of birth. And you can go check this out at BuzzFeed.com. BuzzFeed.com. It's a good place to go. Also, I would just like to say, first of all, where I get my sources, I vet them very thoroughly, and I make sure that they've been correct on issues they talk about. Because me, myself, I was in the Navy for 4 years. Okay, big deal. I graduated from Chico State with an audio engineering degree. Big deal. I know I'm not a doctor, and I know I'm not an author. I just know there's a lot of things that are going around that you can look for yourself and find, but you won't find them on TV, so you won't find them at your colleges either. I got back from Chico State, had to learn that the hard way. But anyway, another curious thing, the medical doctor who signed the documents conveniently died 8 years ago. So there's many, many things about this birth certificate, of course, that shows red flags. And a lot of people say we shouldn't even worry about it. And why is it that big a deal? It is a big deal. Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution is a big deal. Every word of the Constitution is a big deal. And to say that's not a big deal, we shouldn't worry about this and that, that's just rubbish. And I don't buy it for one second. Because we have to worry about every part of the Constitution, and once we start giving up little pieces of that Constitution, well, then we're going to lose that Constitution. And we don't want to lose that Constitution. The Constitution is what makes this country great. It's the reason why we can. I can sit here and I can talk about anything that I want, basically. If we go to China, can't do anything like that there. So, here's another curious thing about the birth certificate. Someone born at the same hospital a day later has a lower number. So that's kind of weird. So he's born at the same hospital the next day, but with a lower number, huh? All right. How about the big one in your face? There's no official seal stamp on it. I mean, he has no baby footprints. There's no birth weight. This thing is just so full of holes that we cannot keep buying it. I don't even know why we do. So, anyway, that's enough of the birther issue. I'm kind of over that. I want to get to Lindsey Williams. Pastor Lindsey Williams, he is a great man. He lived with the elites in Alaska. He was their pastor in the 70s. He became really good friends with a few of them and still kept in touch with them. And he's written books. He's gone on all kinds of TV shows, radio shows like Alex Jones. If you don't know Alex Jones, please look him up, Infowars.com. And I'm just going to get right to him. Pastor Williams, welcome to Sovereign Minds.
Nathaniel, thank you for allowing me the privilege to be with you tonight.
Well, I guess you're a regular now, aren't you? This is your third time on our show, and we appreciate it. So much.
I like that. I appreciate you allowing me to give updates. Things are happening so rapidly until we can hardly keep in touch with them.
Right, exactly. I mean, it just seems like everything, I mean, gold and silver going through the roof, our dollar is falling, obviously all the turmoil in the Middle East. And I know you have some new information from us. So have you spoken with Mr. X lately, and has he told you anything that's coming up? You know, anything that we can expect in our future?
Well, yes, I have, and I will be more than happy to give those updates tonight. I know, though, from my past experiences and being with you, you always have new listeners out there. Allow me to give just briefly my past so that people will understand how I can make some of the statements that I'm going to make tonight, because if they don't know the background, it'd be difficult. First of all, it began for me many years ago. I had been the pastor of a church for 12 years, and I just felt that the Lord was leading me to go to Alaska as a missionary, aviation missionary. And in 1970, I arrived in the state of Alaska. They announced just after me getting there that they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Now, that was the biggest project ever undertaken by a private enterprise in the history of the world. So the first thing that came to my mind was, they said they were going to have 25,000 pipeliners to come to the state of Alaska to build that 800-mile, 4-foot diameter pipe. And I thought 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, cussingest, orneriest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth to converge on the state of Alaska. And the first thing that came to my mind as a missionary was they must need some spiritual guidance. And, of course, that was the understatement of the year. At that point, I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. That was a consortium of 9 major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? Well, at first they laughed at me, and they finally said, okay. I kept going back and back and back. I guess they wanted to get rid of me. Finally they said, okay, we'll give you the northern 7 work camps. You see, over a 800-mile pipeline, you've got a work camp probably every 50 to 60 miles. And they said, we'll give you the northern 7 work camps, including the big oil field, America's oil field in Alaska on the Arctic Ocean, Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, I'm sure you've heard of it. And they said, we'll give you those northern 7 work camps, go up there and see what you can do. Well, I did. I'm sure they thought I wouldn't last long, But 6 months later, I was still there. And they came to me one day and they said, "Chaplain, you are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. We never knew the value of a chaplain on a pipeline before." They said, "We would like to offer you executive status." Now, I didn't have the slightest idea what that meant, so I asked them. I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Well, you can go any place you'd like on the pipeline, see anything you'd like to see. You can stay in executive dorms when you're at Prudhoe Bay." And they said, "We would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor." I had not the slightest idea what I was getting into because, Nathaniel, for 3 years' time, I lived with the elite of the world. The people that you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. And it changed my life because I had never been with people like this before. I'd been the pastor of a church, had been brought up in a fine Christian home, and all of a sudden I'm thrown into the midst of people that talk about controlling nations and telling the president what to do and dictating to Congress what bills to pass and actually writing the bills for Congress that Congress votes on and telling the Arabs what they'll give them for a barrel of oil in any given day. And I thought to myself, how could there possibly be such people that control the world? Well, let me say emphatically, as emphatically as I can, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world.
Yeah, and I think
I don't know how to say it any other way.
Right, and I think generally a lot of people will they'll think, okay, yeah, there probably is these great elitists. I mean, we hear about them all the time. The elites are bad, this and that. But I don't think they know, they realize their intentions, and that's the problem. I think they think they're just going to run everything and make our lives happy when they're not, when it's the exact opposite, that we are a cancer to them. We are just useless feeders that they want off of this planet. And I think you got to live with these guys. I mean, that must have given you the creeps at the same time as being able to see how, I mean, I'm sure it was extravagant. You know, you got to live in luxury a little bit and eat all these nice meals and conversate with all these really smart guys that have been to these all these great universities. So I hear that you mentioned Syria and Jordan specifically when I spoke with you earlier this week, and now I see Syria is just getting into turmoil all over the place. I think America is even sending aid to the government now. So that's funny that we're going to aid that government and then we're going to aid the other rebels. But what have you heard about the Syria and Jordan? What can you tell us about that?
Well, the one thing that the elite want to do is control the world. It's not really all about money. These people have one desire in mind, the control. If I could put it in one sentence, I'd say the name of the game was control. Now, went on the pipeline for those 3 years' time. I made friends with many of these people, and over these past 35 years, they've kept in touch with me on a regular basis, and in particular, two of them. They've told me everything imaginable, and about 6 months ago, I was told that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. Now, for a long time, we had thought that we were going to have a crisis with Iran. Talk show hosts one after the other had at one time or another said to me, "Chaplain, will you please go to your elitist friends and find out if we're going to have a war with Iran?" And I'd go to them and I'd ask them, and they emphatically said no.
But the media, was pushing that. You could see on every side of the aisle that we need to go with Iran and Iran's doing the nuke. But yeah, you were on our show in January, and you said that. You said that they wanted to get it going in the Middle East, and that was their main objective. And that was before Egypt even popped off. And now look at it.
Yes, 6 months before the first crisis in the Middle East took place, which was Egypt, I was told that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. They, at the time, did not tell me where. They did say it was not Iran. And when it finally did break out in Egypt, then, of course, it broke out in Libya. Now Yemen's in trouble. Syria is in great trouble. Jordan's in trouble. Saudi Arabia's going to be the last. Well, after about a week after the crisis broke out in Egypt, I went back to my friends and I said, "Why are you doing all this? What's it really about?" And what I found out, what this was, what was really really happened, Nathaniel, I was startled. I was startled beyond words. I was appalled at what they were doing. Now, I didn't know until after that first crisis broke out in Egypt why they were doing all of this. And when I was told why, basically in a nutshell, here it is. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. It's not the dollar, even though we might have thought that we had the reserve currency of the world. Whatever currency is used for the sale and trade of crude oil could be the reserve currency of the world. And the standard currency of the world is crude oil.
Yeah, when we drilled in the Saudis, when we got the oil for them, that was part of the deal that we attached. They had to, all their oil had to be sold with the dollar, and that's how we got into that mess.
Yes, and everything that you see taking place in the Middle East right now is all about oil. For instance, Iraq. Iraq was an oil war. It had nothing whatsoever to do with weapons of mass destruction. It was an oil war.
We trained Saddam. CIA
yes,
trained Saddam, so.
Sure, they wanted the oil of Iraq. Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's get down to where they are right now.
Right.
What they said to me was, they said there's going to be one crisis after the other in the Middle East. Now, this was planned years in advance. This did not happen by chance. The first crisis in Egypt happened as a result of closed-door planning for a long period of time. Many in our government knew it. The elite knew it many, many months in advance. They told me 5 months before it happened that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East, and then it broke out in Egypt. I went to them, and I said, why is this happening? They said the entire Middle East is going to be in crisis before it's all over with. They said it'll be one nation after the other. Now, I think I stated this on your show.
Yes, you did.
Before it ever happened. So no one can say that the elite didn't tell me, didn't have it planned in advance. Every bit of this, I announced that I went on radio talk shows all across America. I said this is going to happen. Here's what's going to take place. Then it broke out in Egypt. And from there, it moved to Libya. Watch out, Gaddafi. Oh, my goodness. He'll be assassinated if he doesn't leave.
Well, they got his kid.
He's determined not to.
They just bombed his son's house, and they got him and a couple grandkids. And also, they've bombed some U.S. kids. They've accidentally. They're killing all kinds of civilians over there with their drone attacks. And you're right. I mean, it's just like a line. It's like dominoes getting knocked over. If you just look at a map of the Mediterranean Sea, you know, down below, it's Libya, Egypt, now Jordan and Syria. It's just going right along. It's just, they're just getting turmoil started everywhere they can. And now I hear the Brother Muslimhood might get into politics in Libya now. Half of them are, 50% is going to be Muslim Brotherhood, and that's what they're pushing for, so.
Well, the reason for every bit of this is to cause such a crisis in the Middle East that they can take the price of crude oil where they want it. And the Middle East is going to be given, one nation after the other, will be given, I hope you're hearing this, everybody out there in the audience, because I want you to write this down on a piece of paper. And whenever you see it take place, you mark it off on your calendar and say, oh my goodness, back there on Nathaniel Welch's show, I heard this man talk about this happening. And you're going to call me a prophet, but don't you dare do it. I'm not. I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy that happens to know some of the elite, and they tell me what they're doing. And what you're going to see is the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over all of the Middle East. You'll see Sharia law put in place. You will see the Quran be the only governing power of that part of the world. And they're doing it all for the purpose of causing so many conflicts. First there was Egypt. Now there's Libya. Then there's Syria. Then there's Yemen. Then there's going to be Bahrain. On and on and on. If they cause enough problems over there, remember, when Libya developed its problem, 1.6 million barrels of oil per day were cut off right on the spot. Well, now, you do that in all of these other countries, Yemen and Syria and Saudi Arabia will be last, mark my words, because that's where America gets most of its crude oil from. At that point, the price of crude oil, I'm going to tell you where it's going. They've already let me know. The price of crude oil, they want it somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 a barrel. Now, the reason they want it that way, and of course, with all of these crises in the Middle East, they can produce such a synthetic front about all of this, that they can bring the price of crude oil up to where they want it. They've wanted it this way for a number of years. Let me go back and explain. Back a number of years ago, at Prudhoe Bay, when I was there in the building of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, I remember one day that I watched the largest oil pool ever discovered on the face of the earth. It's in my book entitled The Energy Non-Crisis, and the chapter is Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind. And I watched the largest oil pool on the face of the earth brought in, proven, and they knew what was there. Within 24 hours' time, the information was ordered classified, and nowhere except in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, is this ever recorded. They have held that oil for many years. And I asked the gentleman who was in charge that week at Prudhoe Bay, I said, why are you doing this? Why don't you release this oil to the American people? Why don't you give us our own oil from our own soil? He said to me, I'll never forget it, he said, Chaplain, we will not release the oil from that Gull Island oil field here at Prudhoe Bay until we have the price of crude oil where we want it. And this is what it's really all about. They've been waiting years to be able to create the crisis that they wanted. They've been planning it well in advance. And you're going to see one Middle East oil-producing country after the other. You will see the royal families deposed. You will see the country go to the Muslim Brotherhood. You will see Sharia law put in place, and every bit of it for the purpose of taking the price of that crude oil where they want it to $200 a barrel. But there's so much more to it than that. Because whenever crude oil gets to the price of $200 a barrel, you are going to see the price at the gas pump $6 and $7 a gallon. And I'm quite sure, folks, you have watched what has been happening to the American dollar in the past few weeks' time since I was last on your program, Nathaniel. It is startling how the dollar has plummeted. In fact, on Friday, day before yesterday, the dollar went to 72.92. Now, let me try to explain this, because it's so important for all of you out there to understand what these people are doing. The elite of the world, the new world order, if I may put it into the proper expression. These people must destroy the dollar, because they want a world currency, and they're going to back that world currency with gold and silver. I mean, I'm saying some things here. You're going to have to really put your thinking cap on along carefully.
Well, Bernanke's already, I mean, he was already pushing for IMF special drawing rights. This is what they want. They want control. That's what the carbon tax is for. That's why they want. They want the one world government to control everything, to go around to little nations and push them around, tell them what to do. If they don't like these people, they'll commit genocide on them. They cover it up. They control everything. Yes, it's the ultimate control. And that's what they want. These guys that have trillions of dollars obviously aren't worried about money. They're worried about power, and that's what they want. And, and so if, like you said, back in January when you were on our show, you said they wanted to get oil to $150 to $200 a barrel. And now it's creeping up on $150 a barrel. And I think that is going to wipe out the middle class. And I think that's what their first target is. Obviously, it has to be to wipe out a middle class, because then you're not going to have any shipping jobs. You're not going to have any kind of job that needs gas. They're going to be hurting so bad. And so I think, the oil thing is going to be so they can get the middle class. We're going to go to a break right now, Pastor. And if you could just hang on for a couple minutes, we'd like to get right back to you and continue this. And I'd like to know, when we get back, what else do you think? What about France and what do you think about that kind of situation over there? And the House of Windsor, everybody's worried about the prince getting married, but nobody really knows their last name, and it's Windsor. And if you look into the House of Windsor, those guys are connected to the Nazis. Those guys have been the problem for centuries. Have your elitists spoken about them before? And with that, I'd like to get back to you, and we're going to take a small break. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and
welcome back to Sovereign Minds. Just like Bob was saying, how long are we going to stand aside when they kill our prophets while they're killing our Constitution? When are we going to stand up? That's what I want to know. When are we going to stand up and say enough's enough? We've let them, I mean, like Mark Kent always says, just look at the Constitution compared to the Communist Manifesto. The planks are identical, and there's only a few of them left now. Freedom of speech, but now we have areas for that. So I just want to know, I'm here standing up, I want to pass all this information on to you, and this is what we're doing. So with us we have Pastor Lindsey Williams, and we're talking about the Middle East, and we're talking about turmoil going on over there, and innocent civilians, of course, are the ones going to be killed and murdered. These guys are up on their high hills just spouting off orders into a phone. And so, Pastor, have they spoken? And I'm not sure if they will, because the European Union, you know, that whole thing, they're probably just interconnected and probably under too much control. But have they even spoken to anything about England, France, just anywhere over there in Europe?
My conversations with them have been so much about what's happening in the Middle East, we really haven't had time to talk about anything else. There was a problem, of course, as you remember, in London back about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and I was led to believe by some of the things that I could hear between the lines, so to speak, that the Muslim Brotherhood did have some involvement in that. But let's go back to these countries that have already been taken over by it.
Okay.
First of all, there was Egypt. And Mubarak, he wasn't an angel. I mean, this guy was a dictator of dictators. But let me just give you something to think about. What right do we, the United States of America, have to go into a country and depose any leader? I don't care whether it's Mubarak in Egypt or whether it's Gaddafi in Libya. Oh, no, Gaddafi is a scoundrel. I mean, the man has kept his people in poverty, but what right do we have as a nation to go into Libya and kill or murder or assassinate Gaddafi?
We have zero right. We have no right to go spread democracy.
Any more right than they would have to come over here and do the same thing in the United States of America.
Right.
But they want those countries to go to the Muslim Brotherhood. They want Sharia law in place. They want to cut off the oil supply so that they can take it to $150, $175, $200 a barrel, where they've wanted it for many years, and this is their method of doing it. As long as they get the Muslim Brotherhood in there, they will accomplish what they want. Now, Syria is going to be next. Mark my words. I was just given it the other day. Well, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Let me go back here. You're going to see Yemen next. Now, Syria's got a major problem. But you're going to see Yemen be the next country that they depose the royal family. Alaa Abdullah Saleh in Yemen has already been targeted as one to fall. When he does, the Muslim Brotherhood will step in, and you will see them take over just like they're doing in Egypt whenever the elections come around in September. Mark my words, the Muslim Brotherhood will rule Egypt. Then in Libya, once they can get rid of Gaddafi, and it's just a matter of time till he either has to leave or they assassinate him, then what's going to happen? The Muslim Brotherhood is right there ready to step in. When Yemen, the same thing happens there. The Muslim Brotherhood is sitting on the doorstep, ready to take over. And the Muslim Brotherhood are being financed by the elite of the world for the purpose of doing what they're doing. I'm so glad that they were willing to tell me what was going to happen those 5 months in advance. And I was right here on your program, and I said it's going to happen in the Middle East, a conflict. And 4 months later, exactly as they had told me, it took place. Then later on, I found out that it was going to go from country to country across the Middle East. And here we sit today in America, and they're using every bit of this for the purpose of bringing the American economy to the point where they want it. You're correct. There is no way that the average middle-class household can survive with the inflation that is going to be inflicted on them because of the price of crude oil going to $175 to $200 a barrel, and the price of gasoline going to $6 to $7 a gallon at the gas pump. The reflection of the grocery prices, prices at the hardware store and drug store, we are going to see massive inflation. And then came Friday of this past week, and I was appalled. When the dollar closed on Friday, it went down to 72.92. Now, to those of you who may not necessarily be economists, let me try to explain what this dollar index is. Take the leading 10 currencies of the world, whatever they may be, whether it be the Chinese currency or the Russian currency or England's currency, whatever it be, take the 10 leading currencies of the world and average them as to what their value is at the time. Then take the American dollar and compare it to these 10 currencies, and it determines the dollar index. Now, I had a friend this morning that said to me that he was just in Canada recently, and he said, in Canada, the Canadian dollar, or the Canadian currency right now, is worth about 25 or 30 cents more than the American dollar. We've never seen this happen. The Canadian currency was always behind our currency, but our currency has depreciated so much in purchasing power, and so much of the world does not want our T-bills and our currency any longer until the American dollar is falling like a rock. Now, what is this going to do? This means that when Walmart purchases something from China with our currency that is worth so little, they're going to have to pay more for it. And you watch out. Come June or July, you are going to see prices literally skyrocket in this country because the dollar is decreasing so much in value.
Right. Now, you see the Treasury Department, U.S. Treasury Department has issued that says China has decreased its holding in U.S. debt in the last 6 months. So every month is getting less and less, and they're also getting big into gold. And they have 1.7 of their reserves are in gold right now, and half of their $3 trillion of reserves is in our denomination, in our money. But they want to expand their 1.7 to 10% of gold. And this should bring us to our next point, right? Gold and silver, there's just going through the roof still. And I think that's the only way that we're going to be able to preserve our spending power. I think the dollar bill, will be, like you said, it's going to be dead, completely dead by 2012. So that means it's going to be dying until then. And so now is the time to get out, and not when it's already dead. So what would you say to people that are on the fence about gold and silver?
3 years ago, I was on the phone with one of these elitists. And when they told me what they were going to do through the year 2012, now, Oak, did you hear this? I know everything that the elite had planned to do for from now through the year 2012. Everything. What's going to happen to the dollar? What's going to happen to the Federal Reserve note? What's going to happen to the T-bills? What's going to happen to our national debt? Every bit of it. They've told me. They have a timeline of the end of 2012. And about 3 years ago, one of these individuals were explaining all this to me, and I was utterly flabbergasted. And I said, sir, how can I possibly spare my household? I said, how can I save my dinner table? And he said, Chaplain, the only thing that's going to be worth anything is our currency. And I said, well, what is your currency? He said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Folks, did you hear that? If it's written on a piece of paper, it is worth the paper it's written on. That is whether it be the Federal Reserve note, whether it be your 401k, whether it be your IRA, whether it be your food stamps.
Stocks.
Your retirement fund, no matter what it may be. And I said, well, what is your currency? He said, gold and silver. And I said, well, where is gold and silver going? Now, at the time, gold was about $650 an ounce. And silver, I remember correctly, was somewhere around $12, $14 an ounce. And he said, Chaplain, gold and silver will only go one way. Well, after I thought all this through, listened to what this man had to say, I went on radio shows all over the country, Nathaniel, and I begged, I pleaded, I did everything but get down on my knees and beg people to go and buy gold and silver, because I said it will maintain its power. The dollar is going to collapse. And I said, the only thing that will be worth anything is your gold and your silver. Well, that was back when you could buy it for $600, $650. Can you imagine if you had bought gold at $600 an ounce when I begged with you, I pleaded with you, I told you what the elite were going to do? Do you realize what that $600 would be worth right now?
Over double.
Do you realize it would nearly be, it would well over be double,
mm-hmm.
maybe triple. You would not have lost one thing in your purchasing power. Then somebody said to me the other day, I'm sure they had not thought it through, they said, but Chaplain Williams, when push comes to shove and things really get tough in America, I can't eat gold.
Yeah.
I said, no, you can't. But I'll tell you what you can do with it. When the dollar collapses and the World Bank comes out with a new world currency. By the way, you're going to see this. You're going to see it take place in just very near future. You're going to see the World Bank offer a world currency and the dollar no longer as the reserve currency of the world. Now, gold is going to $3,000 an ounce. Mark my words. Don't worry. It's not going to go back to $600 an ounce. It's going to $3,000 because that's what it must be in order for them to back the new world currency with it. And when it gets to that price, you can take that gold that you bought at $600 an ounce and you can cash it in for the new world currency when it comes into being, and you will have not lost one single penny. In fact, you will be much ahead of what you are right now because the dollar is collapsing so fast. Now, even silver on Friday closed at $48. That is cheap compared to where it's going to be. We are going to see some major changes in America. Well, Nathaniel, after Egypt went, I went to my friends and I said, where is this going? What's going to happen? After the conversation we had, I was so appalled until I said, I've got to tell the nation. And I did. Just a matter of, I think it was about 2.5-3 weeks ago now, we finished it. A 3-hour DVD presentation entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. And in it, I tell everything that is going to happen in the Middle East, one country after the other, how it's going to happen, why they are doing it, where the Muslim Brotherhood fits into all of this, everything that they have told me that's going to happen through the year 2012, where the price of crude oil is going, where the dollar is going, approximate timetables. I even have in this presentation some signs. They gave me some signs. And they said, if you'll watch these signs, you'll know where the program is. And then I said, I must tell people what to do. And I've given 12 things that you positively must do immediately if you're going to spare your household. And this was the presentation that we just completed making a matter of days ago, entitled The Middle East, the rest of the story. We professionally did it in studio, digital video. You would think that Fox News or CNN produced this. You've never seen anything like it. We let you see the people chanting in Egypt. You will see the chart. Oh, this is so startling. You'll see the chart of what the Muslim Brotherhood intends to do with one nation after the other. I'm talking about England. I'm talking about France. I'm speaking of America. What the Muslim Brotherhood, what their goals are, what they intend to do, where they're going, why all of this is being used by the elite. I mean, you've never seen anything quite like this. The Middle East, the rest of the story. Now, just before we close out tonight, I'll give you a phone number and a place on the web where you can go to get it. But I beg of you to get this, copy it. That's right. My materials are not copywritten. Did you hear me? We don't have time to be greedy. Get them, copy them, give them to every friend and neighbor you can, and get the message out there, because you're going to see this spread right on into Yemen, from there into Syria. You're going to see it go into Jordan. And mark my words, the last country in the Middle East to be affected is going to be Saudi Arabia, and there's a reason for that. The reason for Saudi Arabia is because the majority of the crude oil for America comes from Saudi Arabia, and whenever the Saudi family is deposed, and mark my words, you'll see it happen, when they are deposed and this breaks out in Saudi Arabia in a major way, the price of crude oil at that point will have gone to $175 to $200 a barrel. The dollar will have plunged because of the financial crisis that will be developed in America. And at that point, this is startling. I know you're going to have to watch this happen to believe it. And when you see it, you're going to be appalled. Whenever this happens, we're going to default on our national debt. Did you hear this? You must understand how this can happen. We have $14 to $15 trillion worth of debt right now. Congress, there's not a congressperson up there that's got the intestinal fortitude to stand up and do anything about it. They could. There's still some time, but they won't.
Yeah, they have the power.
Because they're scared to death of the next election. And as a result, there will be, are you hearing it? There will be a default on the national debt. And when it happens, the T-bills, the securities that the world has bought because they thought that it was as sound as the dollar, that $3 trillion that China holds right now, if they don't get rid of it quick, they're going to lose it. What Saudi Arabia and the others have held in the way of reserve currency from the Federal Reserve, we will have to default on the national debt, because now nations are not showing up at the Federal Reserve issues in order to buy the interest on the debt. You see, whenever foreign countries and very wealthy people in the world buy our T-bills and our Federal Reserve Treasury issues, they're basically buying and paying the interest on the national debt. Our Congress knows the national debt itself will never be paid back. $14 trillion, you couldn't pay it back if you tried. But the interest on the national debt must be paid week after week by Treasury or by Federal Reserve issues of nothing but paper, T-bills.
So we need to just print our own money like the Constitution says, or we wouldn't have this problem. And speaking of the Federal Reserve, I think the best way to do it is we have to get local and get our local representatives back on. We have to question our representatives. We have to put them on the hot spot and not be afraid to tell them how we feel and if we're mad. Because, we should make them answered the questions. I would like to tell you a quick story. We had Wally Herger. He's our local representative in Congress, and we've had a host that I have on, Mark Kent, and he went to a tea party and he asked them if he supported the Federal Reserve System, and Wally Herger jumped back and forth and didn't answer the question, and they kind of got into an argument, I guess, and eventually he made him answer, and Mr. Congressman Herger got all flustered up and said, "Yes, I support the Federal Reserve System." So I think that we have to get them out of that frame of mind. We have to get back to the Constitution. I don't see why they want to just ignore the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10. But So I think, what do you think, Lindsay? Do you think that's the best way to do it, is to get local control back and then we can expand out from there? Because there's no way really we can touch the presidency yet. You know, these guys are all puppets. But I think locally we really do have a say still.
Nathaniel, you're exactly right. In fact, one of our founding fathers made the statement. He said, bind the politicians, the Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate, bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. We must demand that they go back to the Constitution of the United States of America. We must get rid of the New World Order. We positively cannot keep a communist and a Muslim in the White House. We must take action. And the American people can do it. They can do it peacefully. They can do it at the voting booth. They've got to do it. You've got to kick this bunch out in Washington, D.C., vote in new people, give us some new faces up there who will stand on the Constitution of the United States of America. We have no choice but to return to our Constitution. And it's the only way that we'll ever survive. Otherwise, the elite will bring in their new world order, and they intend to do most of it by the end of 2012.
Right. Okay, well, really quick in closing, I would like to thank you very much for coming on to our show and exposing this evil to us, because there's no way that people were ever going to hear it unless courageous men and women like yourself will stand up and not be afraid, because you know the threat that you're facing, but you're standing up anyway, and I applaud you for that, and that's, we need more people like you, and there are a lot of people waking up, and so I want to thank you for that. And really quick, where can they find all your books, all your videos, and everything you're doing to kind of see where you're going, keep track of you?
Call our toll-free number. We have operators standing by 24 hours a day, anytime, now, all night, anytime you wish. Toll-free, 888-799-6111. Or if you wish, go on the web to prophecyclub.com. That's prophecyclub.com. Or toll-free, and you'll talk to an American operator, by the way, toll-free, 888-799-6111. We have a 6-DVD set entitled The Elite Speak. It's about everything the elite have told me for the past 3 years. Our very latest presentation, 3 DVDs, 3 hours of viewing, The Middle East, the rest of the story. None of these are copywritten. Once you get original copies, so you have a good DVD, copy them, give them to every friend and neighbor you can. We must return to the Constitution of the United States of America. Nathaniel, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show today.
Thank you, Lindsay. And I look forward to having you on again. And I really want you to take care and say hello to your wife for me. And we will talk very soon. You have a great night.
Thank you, and Lord bless.
There goes Pastor Lindsay Williams. I mean, I can't say enough about the man. He's just great and has great information. I mean, where else are you going to hear it? Straight from the mouth of the elites. So I guess we're going to wrap up here soon. But I'd like to say what we're going to be doing next week. We also going to have a great guest. His name is John Perkins. He's a New York Times bestselling author. His last book was called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which spent nearly a year and a half on the New York bestsellers list and is published in more than 30 languages. So he is the founder of a board member of Dream Change. He's a nonprofit organization devoted to establishing a world our children will want to inherit. He also has a new book. It's called Hoodwinked. It's a blueprint for a new form of global economics. Basically, he's the man. So, I mean, I suggest you should read Confessions of the Economic Hitman, because that goes into the secrecy, goes into all kinds of the elites and what they do to destroy economies and how they get in there and do it. And if you haven't seen that one, then you should read the other one. But I would like to talk about media control for a minute, because that is where our problem is in my eyes. Whenever we talk to somebody about anything, it seems like they get their information from a TV show, from a movie, from anything like that. I'd like to just play a clip. It's only going to be 2-3 minutes of it. It's from a great documentary that you can go look up online, called The Fall of the Republic. Google that. Go check it out. Here's a little clip from Alan Watts. He explains how the TV is manipulating and brainwashing you.
Still today, I think that all entertainment to do with movies, drama, is therefore nothing more than their entertainment. It never, ever was that case.
Of course, television can't perform such miracles as this, yet. But perhaps there's no harm wishing that it could.
The greatest social messages are promoted through movies and drama, high drama, through the fixation of emotive sequences, emotional sequences, not logical, factual sequences, but pushing points across in an emotional way which register and fix in the mind. So emotional content is very, very important, rather than going through an actual discussion or an argument using logic and facts. There's no debate. And when you're being downloaded through fiction, your guard is down, the sensor part of your brain is not in action. It isn't saying, yes, I agree with this, I disagree with that, as you would in a debate or a lecture. You're actually in an alpha state, being completely downloaded with new ideas.
Throughout history, social engineers have refined techniques designed to control large populations.
About 100 years ago, this big organization with many branches, they wanted to rule the world, basically using Britain as a nucleus of a system, an embryo, which also was going to be joined with the US under the Anglo-American establishment. Wrote about the kind of culture and the changes of culture over a 100-year period that they would actually design, implement, and bring in. And H.G. Wells talked about it too. He talked about arenas. He says arenas could be put up across the world for sports, for instance. Now, at that time, sports was something that school children were into. Adults became adults and got onto adult things.
They would have arenas.
So it was unimaginable at the time that people
huge
could actually
arenas.
Believe that there was even a need for adult sports
Super Bowl.
And entertainment, never mind having arenas
right.
built.
Let's cut it off. The world. Well, this is the end of the show. That's just a powerful documentary that if anybody has any kind of question, wants some kind of evidence or anything, they lay it out great. And that movie is Alex Jones' documentary called Fall of the Republic. I'd like to thank Advanced Soil, Todd Sykes. It's eco-friendly, it's locally owned, it's a spray that'll keep dust down on your driveway. So I definitely suggest if you have a dust problem, call them up, 549-4801. So next week we have John Perkins, please tune in. We are going to do this all over again. Mark Ken will join us, and you guys have a great night. Fight for the Constitution. Don't be afraid to speak out, because this is what our forefathers fought for. This is what I'm fighting for, and we should all fight for it.
We are building up the new world. Do not sit idly by. Do not remain neutral. Do not rely on this broadcast alone. We are only as strong as our signal. There is a war going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.